Flow. This is Will from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not asking for any donations. I'm looking to speak to James Mendez.
Okay. So how long does the survey take?
About 7 to 10 minutes at the most.
Okay, I'll spend my time then. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
I'm not being heard in a second.
Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yeah, I live in Fresno County, yeah. I live in the city, and the city's in Fresno County.
No, are you registered to vote?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and for California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll be voting in March primary? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, chances 50-50, or you don't know yet?
Almost certain.
Okay, thank you.
I think about 98.7% certain.
Okay, what about for county offices?
I'm going to vote for them. What do you mean?
Okay. Can I have the year that you were born? Only the year.
1951.
Thank you so much. Next. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Is it you or someone else in your household?
I am.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going on the right direction or on the wrong track?
I think they're a little bit not going in the right direction, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Housing affordability, water policy, jobs and wages, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, public safety and crime, inflation and cost of living, homelessness, parental rights and education.
You're asking me to pick one of those problems?
Yeah, just one. Unfortunately, you only have one shot.
Go ahead. What were they again?
Housing affordability, water policy, jobs and wages, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, public safety and crime, inflation and cost of living, homelessness, parental rights and education.
Some of the issues that I'm also concerned about, you don't list. I'll say homelessness.
Homelessness? Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to read to you the names of some public figures, and I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, please say so. Donald Trump.
Okay. Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Gavin Newsom.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Favorable, yeah.
Somewhat or very?
I'm very favorable.
Okay. Paul Dictos.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Gary Bradifill.
What is the worst that you have there? Very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable, yep.
Gave very unfavorable.
Okay. Steve Brando.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you.
It's a tie between Bradfield and Brando. He's worse.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were beyond board age, Gary Bradfield, businessman and city council member, Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman, Bryce Herrera, and Paul Dictos, for whom would you vote?
I'm going to vote for Bryce Herrera.
Bryce Herrera. Okay, thank you. How certain are you that you'll be voting for Bryce Herrera? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county
supervisor? Poor, poor, you know, poor, poor.
Okay. Now, thinking about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who served in the military and worked as a medical professional at the Fresno VA. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
That's Bredefeld, and I'm going to vote for him. Unlikely. What was the
much less likely.
Much less likely.
Okay, a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county
less
library.
Less likely. That's Brando. Less likely.
Okay. I see you know your history. You got good information. Okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Would I be less likely to vote for him?
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat. Yeah.
More likely, or most likely.
Okay. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Most likely, yeah.
Thank you. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Less likely.
Okay. A candidate who is 80 years old.
Less likely.
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Very unlikely, whatever that.
Much less likely. Okay.
Much less likely.
Thank
yeah.
you. Just so you know, we're almost done now. I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there's a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you will vote for that candidate. Steve Brando currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance?
No chance.
Thank you. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for the county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. Good chance, fair chance, small chance, no chance?
Fair chance.
Thank you. Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno County City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government.
Okay.
You have your answer already?
No chance. I'm voting for Gary Bredefeld.
Okay.
After
hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Dion Bordig, Gary Bredefeld, Steve Brando, Bryce Herrera, and Paul Dictos, for whom would you vote?
Bryce Herrera.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself Democrat or Republican or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I'm probably a strong Democrat, I guess.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, will you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
A liberal.
Very or somewhat?
I guess, very.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
Postgraduate.
Thank you.
Postgraduate.
No, I got you. Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, live with a friend or family?
I own my home.
Okay. Thank you so much. That'll conclude our survey. Thank you for your time and your opinion. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.